Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee has been in widespread drought since December. Even after a couple of weeks of consistent rain, WPLN's Caroline Egger says most of the state remains dry.
80% of the state is in moderate drought. That's according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. The situation could now even be considered a long-term drought. The official definition is dryness that lasts more than 6 months and affects hydrology and ecology. Right now, a concerning issue is that the state's groundwater, lake, and stream levels have been low, which can in turn stress wildlife and ecosystems. But as we move into summer, when soils can be sucked dry during stretches of hot weather, there are risks that the drought can make cities hotter in a feedback loop, worsen air pollution, and even make flash flooding more likely. Tennessee has been in widespread drought for the past 5 years in a row. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A state law taking effect later this year will bar doctors from asking minors questions about their gender without parental consent. A new report from the Tennessee Equality Project and the Human Rights Campaign says that amounts to medical censorship. They say the law will limit medical providers from asking questions that help them fully understand their patients and provide appropriate care. They also underscore that asking somebody about their gender identity does not cause them to become transgender. Further, the report states physicians can be the only safe place for open conversations about gender and sexuality. 44% of trans and gender nonconforming youth across the country are not out to their parents, according to data from the Trevor Project. The report points out that state law currently allows doctors to screen LGBTQ youth for high-risk behaviors, saying those screenings could be scuttled by the new restriction. The groups conclude the state should expect, quote, costly and protracted litigation. You'll find more news at WPLN.org. It's